On FM, online, on your mobile, welcome along. It's 95.6 Beer FM, truly local radio for the Isle of Sheppey. It's Jason Winch with you till 10. It's Sunday the 22nd of April and it's a lovely day out there. Right now, right across the Isle of Sheppey, the temperature is currently around 20 degrees already at 20 to 9 in the morning. Now, if you think it's warm here, it's even warmer in London, and that's where Callum Beard is right now. He's on the start line of the London Marathon. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm a bit numb at the moment. I'm not really feeling anything. I don't feel nervous. I don't feel scared. I think there's just people everywhere. So at the moment, I think I'm fine. And I can see part of the track that's going to be running. But even now, I don't really feel nervous.
Oh, well, that's good, though, isn't it? That's got to be good.
I'd like to think so until it hits me, and then there's a Paula Radcliffe moment on the side of the road.
you don't want urine running down your leg, really. That'll make it uncomfortable for the next 25 miles. we've had a donation come in this morning already via the studio for you as well.
Lovely.
Pile on Pete is sending you a £10 donation.
Oh, thanks, Pylon.
So, and we did check, actually, your Just Giving page this morning, or Money Giving, and you're up to... So your target was £2,500. You're currently at £2,660. But, of course, when we take into account the gift aid as well, you've raised a massive £2,814.50, which is 105% of your target.
I'm very pleased with that. I was very worried that I wouldn't even be able to see the 2,500. So, yeah, I'm very pleased with that.
It's a massive, massive achievement, isn't it, that? You must be very proud of yourself.
I am, and the people that have helped me along the way. I've had massive support, and I certainly wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So, yeah, a massive well done to everyone, really, that's helped along the way.
And, of course, what did you have for dinner last night? It wasn't a kebab.
We actually went... We went to an Italian restaurant just for some carbs, and I ordered a spaghetti bolognese with pasta, and it was the biggest bowl of pasta I've ever eaten in my whole entire life, to the point where I couldn't move after. So I think I'm fine on the carb front. I woke up this morning, had some porridge and some bananas and all the stuff that I don't really like eating. So I think I'll be fine.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good. And what time do you think you're going to set, or have you not really got a time in mind? You're just going to take it easy, get round when you can type thing?
Yeah, I haven't set a time. I went to register yesterday. So I went to the XL Centre in London to register and get my number. And you have to go to the front and give the people your email and give them your passport and whatnot. And then this little lady popped up at the side. So she gave me my number and she said, "Dear, you're in 10-8. And I said, "Oh, okay." She went, "That's the get round when you get round, so don't worry about it." I was like, "Oh, brilliant, thanks. You've got faith in me."
Well, to be fair, it is your first time, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be arrogant. I'm definitely going to overtake Mo Farah, and it's going to be embarrassing when I do, but... You've just got to feel sorry for the man when I do.
Well, of course. Well, I'm hoping you're going to set the men's fastest time. And all you've got to do is beat a Kenyan who set it in 2016. And that was 2 hours, 3 minutes and 5 seconds. So if you can do it in maybe...
I'll put it down to 2 hours.
Well, I was thinking more of like an hour and 45 minutes. So therefore, it's
an
kind
hour
of...
and 45 minutes. I'd have found the nearest pub to be sitting in. Don't worry about that.
So then it's kind of a harder record to beat. You know, an hour and 45 minutes. I think that's quite acceptable. And I think it's what I wrote on your thing, actually, when we had the quiz night.
Oh, I haven't looked through them, actually. I'll certainly be looking through them tonight because I've got a tag that I've had to put on my feet and it will give me the time at the end.
Yeah, I'm tracking you as well. I'm tracking you.
I'm a little bit worried because as I stand and speak to you, there's people walking past with fridges on their back. There's people walking past with penguins and dressed as SpongeBob SquarePants. So I think when you think you're doing fine around the course and you've got a man overtaking you with a fridge on his back and dressed as SpongeBob SquarePants, I think that's when it's going to start to set in.
Oh, just give up. Just turn left into the local pub. Just don't worry about it. Or maybe that fridge might be full of helium. Maybe that's what's helping him round.
You see him floating towards the end.
So, of course, we're tracking you via the app here, and other people can track you via the app as well. Your bib number, 35897, all you need to do, download the app on your smartphone, put the bib number in, and that will show you Callum's performance. And it will show you his split time, so that's 5K, 10K, 15K, 20K, halfway, and so on and so forth. It will give you an actual, and it will give you a predicted time for Callum as well. What do you think about that? Everyone tracking you as well.
It gives you a predicted time.
It does, apparently so. It's not started yet, because you haven't started, but I'm sure it will.
When you see on there 2 days, try not to panic.
2 days. Yeah, yeah, but aren't you covering drive at some point? You've got to be back before then, haven't you? So, of course, Callum, tell us more about the British Heart Foundation and why you're running for them.
So my nan had a triple heart bypass and then unfortunately passed away from a heart attack. So that's why I chose to run for them. But I actually got my place through work. That's our registered charity of the year. So when the space came up, I tried through the ballot and didn't get in. And then foolishly, the space came up at work. I didn't expect to get in. And then when I got the email to say, congratulations, you've got in, I must say I did spook myself a little bit. But now the day's here, I think I'll be fine. So... But yeah, it's a brilliant charity that helps people with heart problems all over the country. So, yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, and it's a lot of money you raise for them as well, and very, very well done to you. And, of course, if there's one song that would help you get round the track, what is it?
There's a song at the moment called Personal, and it's by HBRC or something like that, and it's a really catchy track. When I've been out running and I've had my down days and stuff, that's the song that I listen to and it always perks me up. So that song is the one that I'd probably choose to help me around the track.
And it's called Person?
Personal.
Personal. Oh. I've got Personal Jesus. Is that any good?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, see if we can find it. But Callum, look, take care of yourself. Will you have your iPod on you as you're running around?
I've got my earphones. People have told me not to use them because you don't soak up the atmosphere as well. But yeah, I have got them on me just in case I get bored of people calling my name. Because I don't know if you know, but I'm not the most sociable person that's ever walked the earth.
No? No? Oh, right. Okay. Oh, well, you're on the radio, so that's good enough for me. look, Callum, take great care of yourself. Well done for taking part. It's a lot of money. We're going to keep giving out your giving page and, of course, your bib number as well, so people can track you around the course and go and donate as well to that fantastic cause, of course, the British Heart Foundation. Callum, take great care of yourself, my friend, and good luck.
Lovely talking to you. Thanks, Jason.
And thanks for joining us. Cheers. Bye. There we go. Our very own Callum Beard down there at the start line this morning at the Virgin London Marathon, getting underway at 10 o'clock this morning. He sounded all right, didn't he? Didn't sound too nervous. He's got a point, though. When a bloke overtakes you with a fridge on his back, it probably is a bit... it probably would get you down a little bit, wouldn't it? But we're going to give you more details on Callum and Susie and how you can support them and how you can track them this morning as well. Because, let's be honest, it's Sunday, the sun is shining... We're all just going to chill out today, aren't we? And just look at the trackers and think, wow, they're down in London running that 26.2-mile course and we're sitting indoors. And I must admit, I've done some tiling yesterday. Just some tiling. And I ache today. Just imagine how those guys are going to feel tomorrow. We'll keep you updated on how to get involved this morning and how you can track them and donate. 95.6 BRFM.